Hi, it's Tim Dittman with OSF Healthcare, and this is Healthcare News You Can Use. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and so this week's show is all about it: prevention, treatment, and coping with the new normal. First, let's talk about risks for breast cancer. Heather Thompson is a breast health navigator at OSF and herself a breast cancer survivor. She says some risks are out of your control. Those include age. Women, she says, generally develop breast cancer at ages 50 and up. Family history and genetic mutations are other risk factors. Also, reproductive history, young women who develop menstruation before age 12, and women who go through menopause after age 55 have an increased risk. And if you have dense breast tissue, it might be harder for mammograms to spot cancer, although technology is getting better. But there are risks you can control. Being active and eating healthy can reduce your risk. If you burn fat, you reduce estrogen, which feeds cancer cells. Taking hormones can impact your risk, so make sure your doctor knows about what you're taking.
We don't encourage taking hormones for postmenopausal patients that are having different symptoms of menopause. We encourage other forms of things to help treat that, to eliminate those estrogen cells being increased.
Alcohol and smoking put you at a higher risk, and so does working at night.
You're getting artificial light all night, and that changes your metabolism or your melatonin in your body that we actually naturally make. So when your melatonin is off, it increases estrogen.
Well, we mentioned mammograms, and those are a big part of breast cancer prevention, so talk to your doctor about when you need them. But just as important are the monthly self-checks at home. Thompson says to pick one date each month to do it and stick to that date. You can make it the first of the month, but she says to make sure the date is at least a week after your menstrual cycle ends. When it comes to actually doing it, she says, move your fingertips in a circle from the outside to the center of the breast, pressing down gently and feeling for abnormalities. You need to be looking for skin changes, like an orange or flaky appearance or a new dimple. Also, unexpected release of blood or fluid, unexpected inversion of the nipple, changes to the breast size, pain, and of course, be on the lookout for lumps.
A lot of women, and especially younger women, have very dense breasts, and sometimes it kind of feels like rice, like a little bag of rice, and you'll feel those little bumps. Those are not actually lumps. Those are just the tissue itself. But when you feel a hard nodule kind of fixed in place, or sometimes it's mobile, you definitely want to get that reviewed.
Thompson says you also need to check the armpits for tenderness, swelling, pain, or lumps.
Your lymphatic system drains to your armpits, so if there's anything going on in the breast, it's going to show up in your armpit eventually.
Some people have a trusted adult, like a spouse, help with the self-check. Others take pictures to show their doctor. Both are fine ideas, Thompson says. If you do find something abnormal, you might get nervous, and rightfully so, but Thompson says you don't need to rush to the emergency room.
If you go to the ER and you have a lump, they're going to send you home and you're going to have to go through that process.
Instead, make an appointment with your OBGYN or primary care provider and keep monitoring the breast for any more changes. You can visit the OSF newsroom to watch Thompson demonstrate proper technique for the self-checks. That URL is newsroom.osfhealthcare.org, newsroom.osfhealthcare.org. And then do a keyword search for Heather Thompson, last name Thompson. Well, the breast cancer diagnosis is life-changing, and that's why Thompson, other survivors, and other healthcare professionals are dispensing advice. Be willing to roll with the punches, stick with your treatment, trust in your care team, and find support. That support could be friends, family, or a support group. Thompson was once in an OSF cancer support group and now helps lead one. She wants people to know those groups are not all doom and gloom. Rather, they try to stay positive with things like trips, service projects, and just talking over coffee. And we remind you that OSF has cancer care close to home right here in Vermilion County at Hegler Cancer Center. It's on the campus of OSF Sacred Heart Medical Center. You can give the Cancer Center a call to learn about treatment and support services. 217-431-4290. 217-431-4290. That's healthcare news you can use. For a podcast of this program, visit WITYradio.com. For more on OSF Healthcare, visit osfhealthcare.org. For OSF, I'm Tim Dittman.